Bob.
Yes, sir.
Make a record. Just put your girl on if for a second. Let me give you some information. Put her on the phone.
All right. I'm at home, Mr. Burton.
Oh, well, yeah. I thought you was at the office. Can you just anyway, make some notes on this so you have them for your diary. Bob, I had to make a very thorough and somewhat more lengthy case because of the suspicions and questions that people raise, and I've never talked to you about any FCC matter, and I wouldn't talk now except in about 7 minutes. Your reappointment is going to be made and be announced, and I wanted to tell you that. I never will talk to you about any, and because I don't want to be guilty of any impropriety. But it's been delayed a month or so, and it has been because we subjected you, because of my relationship with Mr. Rayburn, to the same kind of test we would my brother and my sister. We went much deeper than we would anybody else. We've investigated more than 100 people. And it's included all the networks, it's included all the leaders and associations, it's included all the editorial people, it's included all the House and Senate Democrats and Republicans, men like Halleck and the people on the committee like Magnuson and Pastore, and it's included all your colleagues, it's included a good many of the employees, it's included the manufacturers, the equipment people, it's included the lawyers, the engineers, and we've had them go out and make up a list of objective, fair people from both parties, and Hoover has had his best people investigate them. It's cost him $3,000 or $4,000. And we have had that finished, and it's completed yesterday. There's not one single criticism of anything you've ever done. And a good many of them say that they've differed with you on decisions, but they think you ought to be appointed because you're fair and you have convictions. There's not a man that recommends against it. And while we don't make FBI reports public, I'm going to tell your mother when I see her sometime about what it showed. And it's the greatest honor that could come to Mr. Rayburn if he would see it, and he wouldn't even be mad at Edgar Hoover anymore if he did. And it's taken a little time, it's been a little suffering for you, but I figured if you had as much sense as you ought to have, you'd know it's going to be done right. And if anybody wants to ask, you can tell them you didn't apply, you didn't seek it, you're prepared to earn twice as much money in private life, that the President had the Chairman of the Civil Service Commission review every applicant we had and every available person. And they put them all in a pot. He came down and decided you were the best one, and he had the FBI go into it from A to Izzard. And they have finished the most thorough investigation we've had, even of a cabinet officer, and it's the only FBI I've ever seen that has not one sign of even personal criticism about smoking too much or something. There's not a word in it that's not extremely complimentary, and if you died today, it would be the best thing that your children could ever read. So I just want you to know that before you hear it on the radio and when Bill Moore hears, he's going to announce it at 11 o'clock.
President, thank you.
That's good night. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Hi, Ruthie. How you doing, honey?
Oh, I'm just fine, Mr. President. We have a new granddaughter.
Oh, well, God bless you. That's wonderful.
We have two granddaughters.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, I hate that these connections keep us from doing what we'd normally do socially, but now we got this behind us, and we can do it, and the people won't quarrel with him. I don't want to embarrass Bob in any way, and I know he doesn't want to embarrass me, and he had never called me, and he hadn't even told me he was available, and I did all this, and I did it with good lawyers' recommendations. I had Abe Fortas and the best ones I could, and they said, now just wrap it up where if anybody ever shoves you, you can just throw it out and say, look at this. And so we've done it, and it's the best thing I think could happen to y'all, because It's as nearly non-political and non-personal as a thing could be, and you have been subjected to more tests than you would have been if you'd never met me.
Well, we've got our intent.
Well, Mr. President.
Yes, darling.
I want to tell you that we're mighty proud of you and we're writing back.
I'm proud of you too, dear, and you know how much I love you, and the first time I get a chance, if I won't talk to your mama. Bob, if she's ever up here, please let me know it.
I'll let you know ahead.
Please let me know.
Well,
please do, and let Lady Bird come get her. This is behind us now, and as soon as the Senate acts, we can be normal again like we used to in the Board of Education, and we won't ever talk television, but we'll talk everything else, and we'll whittle a little bit together.
Well, sure missed it.
Bye, Bob.